This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
That is the voice of Victoria Keelan, who's here along with Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen presenting the DJ V Show. Jennifer is off, and so here we are, left to fend for ourselves with all sorts of things going on in the world, including a wonderful name for the new prince. I feel pretty. Or no, I can. How about we put I am Louis? I am Louis to the I am pretty. What do you think? Louis! His real name is Louis Pellegrino III, right?
Yes. Louis Arthur Charles, whatever their last name is. What is their last name officially?
Pellegrino.
I actually heard that they're not going to have a last name. That was a story I read a while ago, that they're just going to go by...
Who needs a last name? You're a royalty. Why do you need a last name?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if they're going to have a surname.
It's Windsor, though, isn't it?
The House of Windsor. Yeah, they are.
So technically, on right, that is their last name? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, so under the circumstances, do we like Louis? We think that's cool?
I think it's super cute, actually, Prince Louis. Yeah. It's Louis, it's L-O-U-I-S, but over there in Europe, when I took my Louis to Ireland in January, everybody called him Louis right away, and it really threw him off, because he doesn't like being called Louis, because Louis in Queens is very different than Louis over in Europe. So then he learned that he actually really liked the Louis part, the French pronunciation. He just doesn't like the "Hey, Louis" from Queens part.
So, Louis, thank you
is real.
For coming along for the ride. Yes. Here's the story of a 25-year-old woman who died in a Texas hospital after suffering an embolism, going into cardiac arrest on an American Airlines 777 flight from Honolulu to Dallas. Newlywed, a nurse, was coming back to Dallas to continue her studies. Her name, Brittany Oswald, she never made it because American really, really blanked up here. This is a story and a half. So she and her husband, Corey, were flying from Hawaii. He's stationed there, and they were on their way back to South Carolina with a connection in Dallas-Fort Worth. Somewhere over Los Angeles, she began to feel ill. She described her symptoms as dizziness and disorientation. She was slurring her speech, and then she fainted in the toilet, threw up and defecated, and a doctor was a passenger on the plane, went over to try to help her regain consciousness. Apparently she did. The doctor initially believed that she was having a panic attack, but she wasn't. So for about 3 hours on the plane, until the flight was over Albuquerque, she went to the bathroom, and finally, the third time, she was found lying on the floor unconscious. Jeez. Doctor examined her again, directed the flight crew to tell the pilot that they needed to land immediately, get to the nearest airport. He said to the crew, "You got to land the plane." And when he didn't feel the plane going down, he went back to the crew and said, "You got to land the plane. This woman's going to die." They ignored him again. So, they land in Dallas. They bring the woman to the hospital, and she dies. So now the family is suing American, as well they should, for multiple counts. And this kind of stuff, it just goes to the core of bad training, arrogance, and the emergency medical equipment on the plane didn't work.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I feel like the worst parts are in the details almost. So there was a doctor on the flight who looked at her and said, "We need to land immediately." So they called a doctor on call who was not on the flight to ask for his opinion on what they should do. And I think his opinion was that they should continue to Dallas because they were like 90 minutes away. So obviously he was not able to actually look at her and see what was going on. I don't know why you would talk to a doctor off the plane to see what you should do. And then they tried to take her blood pressure twice. the thing that monitors blood pressure didn't work. They tried to administer the IED three times, but apparently it never delivered a shock, which if anyone has ever used an IED, you're supposed to put it on their chest. It takes a few seconds to figure out what's going on, and then it delivers a shock. And so they were giving her CPR for the 90 minutes before the plane landed in Dallas.
Nothing.
And then she was she was basically brain dead.
Not knowing
it
didn't work, apparently.
Well, but that's the scariest part, is that if they, first of all, the doctor, so he should know if it works or not. Anyone who has taken a basic CPR class, which as a lifeguard I had to, you should know when it's working or not. And so if you're a registered doctor, that should, and anyone who's on a flight should have taken CPR, a flight attendant. So I just, I'm very confused about how you can have that equipment on an airplane when you're not going to be able to get to a hospital immediately, how you could have that equipment that doesn't work. That's what's scariest to me, is that you get on a flight and you expect that if something happens that they will try their hardest to take care of you. And obviously here, they didn't even know how to do any of that. That's super scary to me.
Maria Saligas, flying from Atlanta to Amsterdam on Delta Airline. Son Nathan being interviewed yesterday, saying that his mother had been diagnosed with MS. And she's now getting around in a wheelchair, and she didn't want to have that stop her from traveling. So when she got off the plane to change gates, something happened to her. The wheelchair, you know how when you get off a plane, there's always a wheelchair or two or three. They're waiting to take the passengers who need to be moved either out under the concourse or out to a car waiting or whatever it is. So anyway, the wheelchair was there, had straps designed to keep somebody with an illness like this upright as they moved from terminal to terminal or outside. And this particular wheelchair did not have a strap on it, so they tried something else. And I'm not sure that you can blame Delta, although it depends on the airport. Sometimes they're independent contractors that work for the airport. Sometimes they work for the airline. Apparently, this guy worked for the airline, and he thought it would be appropriate to tie his mother with somebody else's dirty blanket. So they went on the plane. They got a dirty blanket off the plane, and she started crying because the guy, the attendant, tied it so tightly that it bruised her arms, and she was told by the attendant to shut the F up, or he'd just leave her on the concourse.
Wow.
These people, my God, are they stupid. And so when the family sent a note to Delta, they offered to give him 20,000 sky miles in return. And so this guy says, I know Delta's a good airline, we fly them all the time, I'm not doubting that, but in this situation there was no respect, complete operation failure. And that's it. You know, the airlines themselves on their own, Delta is an okay airline. American is okay. United is okay. There are no really good ones anymore, at least not domestically. And so you have, okay, good. But the individuals who are not trained well to do the best that they possibly can, they get the airlines into trouble. And their story, there isn't a week that goes by that there isn't something like this where an airline, because they're so damn big, cannot control what goes on the plane. There's another story from Southwest this week. This is a lady named Evian Gabrielle Villegas. Southwest told her she couldn't fly with her dog, so she punched the airport police officer and spit on him.
Wow, I'm really excited to take a flight in a couple of weeks.
I know, right?
It's really something to look forward to.
She became belligerent, according to the arrest warrant, punching the airport police officer in the eye as she cursed at airline employees, and her dog bit, apparently, one of the passengers. So this is a case where this woman should not have been on a plane with her dog, but you take one look at her and you can kind of figure it out. And I don't mean that to sound discriminatory, but
Planes now need to have, they need to be like bathrooms, like women's bathrooms, where everyone just gets their own stall with your own seat. You don't talk to anyone else. You don't have to see anyone else on the plane, and you're just by yourself, because apparently interacting with other people is too much effort. It's just too much to ask
people
on planes.
So here's the last one. American Airlines employee is going to prison today because of a series of confrontations he had with police and TSA officers as he tried to use the pre-check line through security in Charlotte. The guy was, let's see, his name. Did they release his name here? I think they did release his name. Anyway, the name's probably not important. The judge that was involved in this, according to the documents that are in the Charlotte paper this morning, say twice the same day, this American Airlines employee tried to barge through the TSA checkpoint at the Charlotte airport. He was turned away, responded with threats, curses, swore at the police, the airport security people, racial slurs. You can imagine what came out of his mouth. So the judge has sentenced him to go to jail for 14 months. And then his crime, he was convicted of interfering with security screening at the airport. So anyway, I think that that's, I guess that's, I think that's appropriate. Do you think that's appropriate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What has flying become, right?
It's cattle cars. Just you go through that Charlotte airport. I've been through that three or four times this past winter when I made connections to go here, there, and everywhere. And it is a madhouse. All these huge airports.
I've never had great experiences at the Miami airport.
Miami is a nightmare, too. Oh, yeah. Miami is a horrible airport.
Especially going internationally. When we were on our honeymoon in Mexico, we had to stop in Miami. And, wow, what? That was just chaos. Absolute chaos.
Just a mess.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with custom signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now through June 2nd, spend $25 or more in-store for a chance to win $1,000 worth of print marketing services. Visit staples.com/SMBweek for details and official rules. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Three after the hour now. Let's get to the latest from The Bachelor on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. But Kara's really the expert here, Victoria.
She is, absolutely.
There's a new spinoff of The Bachelor. Of course, that's something that we all need. I woke up this morning thinking, man, wouldn't
it be
cool?
You know what the world needs? More of The Bachelor.
A spinoff of The Bachelor called The Proposal. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because there aren't already, like, seven shows related to The Bachelor.
No.
We definitely needed another one. But apparently, I guess this is not going to have any of the same people from The Bachelor. It's just created by the creator of The Bachelor. But yeah, it's a new dating show where apparently it's going to be 10 episodes this summer, so you'll have something fun to watch. And they're going to have men and women trying to win the affection of a suitor or a suitress over four rounds of what ABC is calling a pageant-style competition, which,
great.
Yeah, amazing. So apparently there's also a beachwear round, something to look forward to. So each episode is going to be self-contained. It's not going to be a series over the course of a few weeks like The Bachelor is. But I guess the suitor is going to remain anonymous. No one's going to know who they are. And then over four rounds, the contestants...
So you're basically, you're vying for the attention of someone you've never seen before.
Exactly. So who knows anything about them? You have to reveal all of this stuff about yourself so that they pick you. And then I guess it's going to be a one-hour episode. And over the course of the hour, the contestants will be whittled down. And it's going to lead to a dramatic and highly anticipated reveal when the two remaining daters finally meet the mystery suitor for the first time and present a romantic proposal of their choice. So apparently, at least the proposal is not for marriage, hopefully. I would hope that you wouldn't do that after not even seeing someone the entire show. But who knows? With this franchise, people propose after, like, a month of knowing someone. So, yeah, I'm sure this is going to be another thing that no one needs to watch, but a lot of people are going to tune into
anyway. They're going to watch it anyway, yeah.
This sounds exactly
Wake
like a ton of other dating shows that already exist out there, but because...
But you know the thing is, that's true. I guess this is on ABC, and they needed to compete with NBC's, with Andy Cohen's
I like how Doug asks us to tell the story.
That,
and
actually,
that Andy Cohen show
isn't
bad.
He's awake now again, yeah.
Yeah, Andy Cohen show is not bad.
I know. It does well in the ratings, too. Yeah.
It's not
I'm
a bad
just curious
show.
Who is going to host this, because I think
this
that's going to be
Palmer.
Jesse Palmer. What is yeah. Why do I know that name?
Because he was
Palmer
a bachelor.
About?
He's actually very handsome. He's just really dumb. But he's...
he's perfect for
he's
it.
A, yeah. He's a wrestler and a golfer.
No, he's a former NFL quarterback. No,
listen to her. She fell for it. Jesse Ventura, Arnold Palmer. Jesse Palmer.
Oh, jeez. Don't expect me to do, like, weird celebrity math.
You just went back in the day where, like, no one who watches The Bachelor
we didn't
now
have to
even
watch
knows.
The Bachelor. Back in the day, we didn't have any bachelors. Everybody was married and getting divorced.
Okay.
Isn't there a show around called, isn't there a show on one of the cable channels about divorce? Sarah Jessica Parker and...
Yeah, it's on HBO.
Dude, is that any good? Is
I
that
don't know.
Any good?
I've never seen it. It looked depressing, so I
see,
didn't
see, that's what
it.
Happens. There's too many Bachelor shows, too many people get married, and now they have to have a show to counter it called Divorce.
I'm sure that's the exact reason why that
I'm
show
sure
is.
It.
Not because tons of people in the country are getting divorced, but...
26 yeah. past the hour. Music time. Janelle Monáe unveiled the track list for her new album, Dirty Computer, which will feature... Yeah, look at this. Brian Wilson and Pharrell Williams are on this. Set to arrive at the end of April. Brian Wilson will appear on Dirty Computer's opening title track. Pharrell will guest on I Got the Juice song on it. Other guests include Little Big Lies star Zoe Kravitz, who appears on a track called Screwed. Monáe unveiled the Dirty Computer track list through an interactive album guide, which fans can access by typing in the phrase, I am a dirty computer, which I'm sure by now a friend of Kara has done. The site details the inspiration behind all the 14 tracks, which range from the Book of Genesis to the day after the election in 2016. Dirty Computer marks her first solo album since 2013's The Electric Lady. She's just started to act now, hasn't she? Wasn't she in a...
Yeah,
yeah, she was in Hidden Figures, she was in Moonlight, she was in some pretty big movies last year.
Yeah. New album and tour from Janelle Monáe, 28 after the hour on the DJB show.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hard-working tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pretty exciting here on the radio. Nice to be here every day with you on the DJB show. I'm Doug Steffen. May I present Victoria Keelan, please? Over here, she's sitting, actually she's to my right, but actually she's on the left. She could be, let's see. I'm in Boston, so if I put my left hand out, depending on, my left hand is headed in your direction, but also would be headed in Kara's direction, too, because she's down south of you in Washington. A rainy day for you, and let's not let rainy days and any day get us down. Let's plan for a lot of activity. Those of you who like wild sex parties, you should book a flight to Colorado, Castle Rock, Colorado. This is an upscale community about an hour outside of Denver. The residents of the town are up in arms over one man's wild parties, which neighbors say are too loud and are causing parking problems. Here's a member of this community talking to a reporter about what really goes on at these parties.
I know that there's a misperception and there's a lack of education, you know, and it's time to address it.
She regularly goes to events for nudists, swingers, and other people who live the lifestyle. And she says those house parties are more common than you realize. Tens of thousands of people, mostly married couples in their 40s and 50s.
Do you get to see naked people and do you get to have live porn around you? Yes, it's awesome.
But she says it's not as wild as the complaints suggest.
There's always condoms provided. Everybody practices really safe sex.
And a big part of the lifestyle is respect for those who don't live it.
We're not trying to interfere in your world, but please also don't judge ours.
She says these house parties happen all over Metro Denver every single week, and everything that happens inside is legal.
Hello, they happen all over the country, all over the world every single week. What are you talking about? Denver.
Wow.
The Castle Rock Police Department says it's investigating the issue, but that the host is not breaking any laws because he's only taking donations, everything taking place in the privacy of his own home. So?
Well, I guess the neighbors don't like it because they say you can hear sex noises coming out of the house.
Maybe
and they tried it, but
try
I think it's
going
funny
to bed and making their own sex noises.
Right. But it's funny that they've tried very lame tactics, like they've stacked garbage cans in front of this guy's driveway, like that's going to prevent people from going
like, oh,
in.
No, there are garbage cans. I guess I can't go to my sex party tonight.
Right, I know. The horned-up couples are not going to be stopped by some trash cans.
Oh, my God.
What I love, though, is when you hear the headline, you don't necessarily think of married couples in their 40s and 50s. But they're all swingers, I guess, having a blast. Yep.
This may be too much information. Yeah, pass. I've never done anything like that. It doesn't appeal to me in the least. All right, let's see what other exciting things are going on. Oh, here's this is a story from Utah. University of Utah has created something that you'll all want to know about. The artist who's created this is Nemo Miller, installing a cry closet in a library at the university. She's a student there. The piece is designed to allow students a 10-minute area in which they can just plain cry, perhaps after you've had a bad day with a test or a final or something. Here's a reporter talking to profs, professors, and students about why the cry closet's a pretty good idea.
In the middle of Marriott Library, escape for a few minutes. Take a breath.
This is called the Cry Closet. It was created by one of our graduating seniors in the College of Fine Arts. It's a great place to just come and decompress, and that's really what it's for.
The safe space is creating conversation around campus.
I'd walk by it, and I'd say, what is that?
And on social media.
I saw it yesterday on Snapchat.
A buzz about an art project that tackles the issue of stress around finals in an unconventional way.
All right, so there are rules apparently here, ladies. You got to knock before you enter. Knock three times on the ceiling. There's only one person allowed inside, so no hanky-panky. You can cry for 10 minutes only, and the light has to be turned off for the next person. So on Twitter, a lot of people seemed into the idea. Others are already looking to use the closet for less wholesome purposes.
What do you suppose?
Yeah, right. Our comments on Twitter, address them to Victoria at On Air Victoria or at C. Shillen, two L's, two N's, or me at Doug Steffen.
You know, one thing that was interesting, of course, a lot of people on Twitter were like, oh, my God, now these liberal snowflakes need a place to go cry. But as the person who was most recently in college, when you have an entire week of final after final after final, sometimes you just need an outlet, and sometimes you can't go back to your room, and you just need a little cry. And a lot of these things already exist. It's not a closet on campus, but we had this thing called Primal Scream, where there's a time of night where everyone can go and get together, and you all just scream for 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's like from the 60s.
And it works. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Once you do it,
does.
Then you get backed. Okay, you've gotten everything out. Now you can go back to your work, and it's great.
Actually, they could also go to the sex parties in Colorado.
They could do that, but I have a feeling that might take a little bit longer than 10 minutes.
But you know, right. And this is the cynical part of me, though. When
oh,
I was
my
in,
God, no. What, you have a cynical side?
I know.
That.
Right. I, I'm glad that there is a cry closet, and I think every dorm and every campus should have one, because I got so sick of seeing, especially girls, like, weeping in the hallway. I'm so stressed. It's like, you know what? Take it somewhere else, okay? Yeah. Like, I got so sick of that. Yeah, don't go to college if you can't handle taking a final. Like, come
yeah.
on. Get a helmet.
Get a life. Smart enough.
Get a helmet.
Backbone.
Get a helmet. Seriously.
Okay, so here's the final in the triumvirate here. A fellow in Massachusetts has decided he wants to challenge Pocahontas for the U.S. Senate. Elizabeth Warren, I think, identified by the president as Pocahontas. She is a faker when it comes to her Indian background, and she sort of shied away from it, but a little bit too late because now the cat's out of the bag. When she was running the first time, she claimed to have Native American blood in her, and so someone did a DNA test and found there was no blood. She didn't have any claim to being a Native American at all, but it made for good copy. So now this guy, whose name is, what is it, Shiva something or other? Who's this?
Dr. Shiva Iyaduri? I might be saying that wrong, but
Iyaduri. Okay. So Dr. Iyaduri has decided he's going to run. Elizabeth Warren is a Democrat, and Mr. Iyaduri is a Republican. So he's launched a campaign to run against her. Not that he's got a chance in Massachusetts to beat her, but his campaign is rather clever. Because he's a native of India, his campaign slogan is, "A real Indian can beat a fake Indian any day." And I think you have some audio from his interview on the cable news channel, do you not?
Of all things, a campaign bus is causing a minor controversy in the Massachusetts Senate race. It belongs to independent Senate candidate Dr. Shiva Iyaduri, and on the right, wearing a mock Indian headdress, is Senator Elizabeth Warren. And it says, "Only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian." Well, this sits outside the candidate's campaign office in Cambridge, and now city officials have asked Iyaduri to remove the signage, saying it lacks approvals and permits. He's planning a free speech challenge to the city. This is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I have to say. You've got a bus with a sign on it. What signage licenses do you need to do that?
You don't need a signage license, so the whole thing is ridiculous. It's basically a political move by the city to essentially squelch our free speech.
Now, he goes on to explain in the interview that he's had this bus for 3 years. Each year he's changed the slogan on the bus, indicating he was running for the Senate, but he had different slogans. He came up with one about what Massachusetts really needed and something, but they had nothing to do with Warren. As soon as he put a picture of her and referred to her as a fake Indian, the city went bananas.
Well, that's slander, right? You can't do that.
What? Calling her a fake Indian?
Well, no, with her image, with her picture, you can't do that.
Listen, that isn't what they're going after him for. They're just trying, they're telling him that he can't have a bus with a slogan on it parked outside. How many times have you seen trucks driving around New York or Washington or any other city you're in, these trucks that are traveling billboards? They have no licenses, they have no approval, they're just traveling. It's a new advertising gimmick for a lot of people who send these trucks. You see them all the time in New York.
Yeah.
And they have big 10 by 12 foot signs on them, you know, "Go eat at blah blah's restaurant."
Right, but that's different than saying something negative about a person.
No.
It is. No, legally it is different.
They cannot. No, it isn't different, Victoria.
It is.
No, it is not.
It is.
It is not.
Get a lawyer on the phone right now. It is totally different. It is.
The reason that you may have a basis is for her campaign to sue his campaign because it defames her. The city has no stake in this. The state has no stake in this. And that's what his argument is. It's a free speech issue. If she doesn't like it, it's up to her to sue him. But it is not the perusal, it's not the prerogative of the city or the state to try to shut him down because he has
a picture
that
election
people
laws
don't like.
In
baloney.
The state.
If it violated the election law, why didn't it? I love you. I'm just saying,
but that's a possibility. I don't know the whole
why
story.
Why didn't they go after him then the previous 2 years for having the same bus with different slogans parked
outside
his headquarters?
Because maybe the other slogans didn't include another person. What were his other slogans?
You're reaching now.
Doug, I'm making a very lucid argument. Yes, I am, Doug. If this didn't include, if his other slogan said, I'm the greatest, there's nothing wrong with that. But if he starts slandering another person, then
what
that's a very different thing.
You're so sweet. You're naive. Every campaign that's ever been... Look, what did Trump say about Hillary during the campaign? He slandered and libeled her every single moment of every single day. Remember?
Crooked Hillary, yes, I remember.
Yeah, and she didn't sue him.
Well, that's okay. So she didn't want to sue him. So, but he would. But I'm telling you, if he put an ad somewhere with a picture like this ad, there would have been issues with it, whether it's campaign law or not.
She would have sued him. But the city, the state, they have no stake in this.
Well, if that's the case, then they're going about it the stupid way, because what they're saying is that he needs to have, I don't know, signage, some kind of ownership. So, I don't know. He needs to have followed some law to be able to put these signs up. If that's not true, then they're going about it in a dumb way, and she should just sue him. I think she's the one.
She should be the one.
She's the one with the issue with it. So if that's the problem, then she should just sue him instead of putting the state
up.
Because he's sued the state now. Yeah. And he's probably going to win if it's a free speech thing.
He's going to win. But it's actually hysterical. You want to post a picture of it on the Facebook page. It's just with her in a headdress and him. It's absolutely hysterical. At any rate, it's kind of an interesting thing to bring to your attention, boys and girls, moms and dads. Raising you wasn't all Skittles and unicorns, but you turned out pretty awesome, thanks to Mom. Look, Mother's Day is coming. It's her big day. Mom's Day is Books Day. Books, that's short for bouquets. These flowers are booking awesome. Moms don't want online sweatshop flowers that wilt in a couple of days. Your mom deserves flowers from the Books. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pictures of them and brag about you. Because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan designed flowers from the Books. Order today. Get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug, D-O-U-G. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The Geek Out.
Plastic has been one of humanity's greatest inventions. It's also responsible for a large percentage of the world's pollution. Now, scientists recently stumbled across a potential solve for this pollution in the form of a bacterium that actually eats plastic. This, along with the technology and research from the Ocean Cleanup Foundation, aim to catch and remove the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. This is a collection of garbage, mostly plastic, in the ocean that is twice the size of the state of Texas. Now, the foundation is working to capture all this garbage and plastic, but the discovery of the bacterium gives hope to what to do with all of it after the fact. More about the garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean and the bacterium can be found on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Ladies and gentlemen, the KFC Extra Crispy Kernel.
Bronze and gold, crunchy and tasty. This is a song about the crispy kernel. It's a new sandwich, and it's extra crispy like me. The crispy kernel comes in a $5 fill-up with wedges, cookie, drink, and a yacht. Okay, maybe not a yacht, but all them other fixings. Get the new crispy kernel sandwich in a $5 fill-up from KFC. It's extra crispy good.
Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Brian! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Now it's 53 past the hour. A weekly visit from Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website. There's fabulous insight on his website as to what's going on in the automotive industry. Ford has some things going on with it. And, well, there are a number of other things that are going on. This is the auto industry expert, and he'll join us right after this.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
It's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Women's tees, just $4.99. Men's polos, just $8.99. Kids' jumping beanies, tops and bottoms, just $6. The big one bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, get Kohl's cash. $10 for every $50 spent. And Yes to You members earn double points. Right now at Kohl's.
select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
55 past the hour. Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com. Whether you realize it or not, Nick Miles has become a star in his own right, radio star, television star. He has. You have. You become a star. You are. You're
every
a star.
Every time you say that, Doug, every time you say that, I come home and I'm expected to pay the mortgage off that day, and it never happens.
Ah, don't call me. I'll call you.
Right.
All right. So I'm looking at one of the trades, the radio trades, and here's an exact quote. In a seismic shift that could have implications for the entire automotive industry, the Ford Motor Company has announced plans to eliminate all but two car models from its North American product line and focus on trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. So what in the world are they thinking? Or are just regular sedans not selling like the old town car? I guess is a pretty good example of that. Or the Taurus, a four-door Taurus. Is that hitting the road too?
It's gone, yeah. So, Doug, as always, you hit the nail on the head. Americans just don't want cars. They don't want sedans. This was the leading, the midsize sedan was the leading segment. Everybody had a sedan when we were growing up.
Right.
That was the family car. Nobody wants them anymore. Once the shift went to SUVs about 4 or 5 years ago, then everybody's sitting higher. So why do you want to sit lower than everybody in traffic? Why do you want to have something you can't get all your gear in? So we tried wagons and hatches. Some of them took off, but they really didn't take off like the SUV. And Ford are calling it how they see it. Americans don't want cars. They want SUVs. They're changing their truck lines. Don't expect this to be the last car company to say this. I expect that GM and Chrysler will all go the same way.
Really? Isn't that amazing? So the Mustang stays, though, right? That's too iconic. You got some crossovers that'll stay and new ones that are planned, I think, for the next year or two, aren't there?
Yes, I'm sitting right now in the brand new Eco Sport, which is basically a jacked up Fiesta. It's the same sort of size. It's a small SUV that starts under $20,000. This is where everybody is going. Why would you buy a small little, sedan when you can buy an SUV for under $20,000 and you have the option of all wheel drive and all the latest technology? That's exactly where America wants to be. We like to think that we can have all wheel drive just in case the odd chance of snow happening or we have a bad day, we can't get out the driveway.
Right.
And that's what Americans want. They want ability. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially in Miami, they're really worried about next year's snow. Yeah, they're more in the sand. BMW is going to develop a new hybrid, and it's not going to be more expensive. The hybrids have been traditionally more expensive than regular gas cars, right?
Yeah, I was looking at this about 2 years ago, and the GS, for instance, from Lexus was about $8,000 more. Now, BMW plug-in hybrids will be the same price from today as the other vehicles. So you can buy a 530e electric plug-in hybrid or a 530 gas, and it'll be exactly the same price.
So car sales are off a bit this year from last year. Is that true?
Absolutely. We're going to be down about 2 million this year at the end of the year, but it's just leveling out. That's what we expected.
All right. Nick Miles, OurAutoExpert.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.